Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to What Culture Gaming. I'm Scott, joined by Josh.
Hello, Scott.
Josh, my friend, all sorts of games are finally coming out again. And by all sorts of games, I mean one. And by coming out again, I mean in a few months. But the gaming industry is the same gaming industry you left many months ago when Elden Ring was doing the rounds, because Gotham Knights isn't going down very well.
It's not, is it? You know, I was actually like so hyped for this game when we saw the reveal trailer 2 years ago now, almost.
Sure.
A long time ago, anyway. It had a little bit of promise. I liked that it was doing the co-op thing rather than the four-player multiplayer thing. Mm-hmm. I thought it looked a little bit story-focused. I liked the design. And then I saw the 13-minute gameplay trailer from yesterday, and I'm not like completely writing it off. I want to say that right now.
Yep.
There are still some interesting things in their IMO, but I've got to say I was underwhelmed coming out of it.
I think if we, as soon as some time in our lives, we'll have some sort of video game warning sign, like a siren, that might go off when games get shown off like this, when you start seeing all of the repetitive elements, the things that point to them. I mean, they've said officially that there won't be microtransactions and there won't be in-game purchases, but I'll wait and see, because every single other part of the way this game is put together is giving me the biggest Avengers vibes since the Avengers itself. Whether it's incredibly repetitive, looks quite rote, boring combat, whether it's sharing the abilities between every single character so that they're all very similar. One thing fans are pointing to is that Red Hood has been given what they're calling the fart jump. but it feels like the devs obviously needed some way to make sure that all the different characters can get around Gotham in the same way. And so you have Nightwing using a grappling hook, using a glider. Very Fortnite glider.
Very Fortnite
very
glider.
Fortnite glider for that. And then Red Hood just has this weird mystical fart jump thing, which a lot of people immediately point into, just saying, that's not what the character would do. That looks ridiculous. But that was one of the problems with the Avengers. Once you kind of have every single character playing the same, it means that, you know, all the levels could become homogenized. Everything feels quite boring. Everything just feels like you don't want to put time into it, because there's no point mastering different characters if they all feel the same.
I couldn't believe that the first mission that they showed off to highlight the combat was the two Gotham Knights, you know, defending a box where a percentage was going up so they could take that percentage
and
go to somewhere else. I was like, why are we still on this mission design? That was the
thing.
Anthem. That got me thinking of Avengers. That was the thing that got me thinking of Anthem, because, you know, there might not be microtransactions. We might not be, comparing them in that sense. Mm. But in terms of the combat, in terms of the mission design, I was getting big Avengers vibes.
But the thing is, they've said there's no microtransactions and loot stuff, but there is loot in the game. Like, there is...
Don't remind me, Scott!
There's a whole menu of materials and crafting materials, upgrade materials, and I forget exactly what they call them, some sort of chips that you use to upgrade. And the thing that was really funny, and it's not to have a go at the people presenting their game. Obviously, they're going to be very proud of what they've put together, and they should be, but there are parts of the delivery that came across in the gameplay trailer where it was just funny, where it was just like, these chips are going to increase gameplay possibilities. And there's one bit where it's like, oh, Nightwing can unlock the ability to put an explosive on someone. And the delivery in the trailer was just, you can put an explosive on someone, it's a good time. Is it a good time? Is that what we're doing? And so a lot of the different, the grind looks very obvious. There's a lot of XP bars, materials, like I said, crafting stuff, and upgrade materials, and lots of different numerics and everything else. And the pause menu and the character menu just looks like the thing we've seen a million times before.
Yeah.
And it's obviously Avengers is a very close parallel. But it's just not, we don't want this game. No one wants this style of game unless you're a mobile a gamer.
I saw the kind of like upgrade screen when they were going through like the outfits and how you can mod your characters and stuff, and I thought my brain was going to explode like in Scanners because my like kryptonite, which is very apt because it's a DC game, is those upgrade screens where you just see like the green and numbers and it's just about getting the numbers pushed up. Like that is something that just completely is unengaging to me in these open world games. Yes. It was why I actually bounced off Assassin's Creed Odyssey, because I wasn't even caring about what the armor looked like or what the weapons, how they operated. I was just looking at the numbers because the game was incentivizing me to just look at the numbers, and I got that vibe here. I will say, to not just be completely negative, I thought some of the skins looked interesting. Yes. I like that there are a lot of variety in terms of how you could customize these characters and how they can look. Like that was cool to have that added element, but yet for that to be used for an upgrade system that looks like this, I was just thinking, man, this gameplay loop, it's very much taken from Assassin's Creed. It's very much taken from Avengers. But I will say, unlike Avengers, at least it's not, you know, there are cosmetics. Like, it changes the way the characters look. It's not just have an invisible belt.
No, you're not.
10% more damage.
Unlocking, like, a new set of ribs for Hulk, which does, plus 10 damage or whatever it is. Let's talk about the graphic presentation and everything, because this gameplay reveal, or more in-depth reveal, came alongside the fact that they have cancelled the PlayStation 4 and Xbox One versions of the game, which in theory should be promising to those of us who have managed to get next-gen consoles, or at least promising in regards to how much they're pushing the tech or just embracing next-gen. However, we're only 5 months from launch, so cancelling them now just kind of feels more like these versions of the game were never coming together and we're going to have to just get rid of them Cyberpunk style, or what Cyberpunk should have done in the eyes of some people, and just try and focus on the new stuff. However, what they showed off didn't feel like a next-gen thing.
Yeah.
You know, it doesn't help them that the Unreal 5 tech demo happened a few days prior, which looks lifelike, and obviously they're different game engines, but if we're talking about what next-gen can do, as soon as we started getting eyes on the way the traffic moves, the NPCs, the world design, the texture design, etc. in this game, the general takeaway was this looks a bit lacking. And maybe the next 5 months will be put into polishing, but I don't know.
Life is full of awesome what-ifs, and some not so much, like unexpected medical costs. That's why United Healthcare provides Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans to supplement your primary plan and help manage out-of-pocket costs. Learn more at uh1.com.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number smart beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. JD Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 50% on the Sleep Number limited edition smart bed for a limited time. For JD Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
Before we go any further, I want to talk to you about today's sponsor, Masterclass. With the amount of time we spend discussing and analyzing video games on this channel, it's always good to understand exactly how these experiences are put together. And fortunately for me, I can do just that with Masterclass. With Masterclass's streaming service, you can learn from the best to become your best, studying and growing with over 200 plus of the world's leading instructors. For me, I've been having a blast using a class on video game design by The Sims creator Will Wright to find out exactly how game mechanics are designed around player psychology, as well as learning how important playtesting is to shipping the titles that you and I both love. But it hasn't stopped there, as I've also been brushing up on my practical filmmaking skills directly from my favourite movie director, Martin Scorsese, as well as trying to get back in the cooking game with Roy Choi's amazing course on intuitive cooking. Seriously, my kitchen is a mess, but my belly has never been more grateful. For just $10 a month, an annual membership with Masterclass gets you unlimited access to courses on your phone, computer, smart TV, or even via audio-only modes. Even better, every new membership comes with a 30-day money-back guarantee, and 88% of members feel that the service has made a positive impact on their lives. And to put the cherry on top of that cake, right now, What Culture Gaming listeners get an additional 15% off any annual membership at masterclass.com/gaming. That's 15% off at masterclass.com/gaming. What's that? You want it one more time? Well, that's the URL, masterclass.com/gaming. Right, now I'm going to watch Tony Hawk try to teach me how to ollie properly.
I'll see you all soon.
Yeah, it looked a little bit ropey to me. And again, that's such a big shame, because when I saw the first trailer, you know, a few years ago now, the biggest takeaway I had from it was that even if the gameplay was moving away from the Arkham-style gameplay, the world looked so atmospheric and so detailed, and I was so excited to see what they were going to do with this city and how they were going to incorporate, you know, factions and other supervillains and how that would change the landscape. And then from what we kind of saw here, at least in the open world part where you're on, like, the rooftops and stuff, it just looked a little bit flat. Like, it looked fine.
You're just going to the next thing.
Yeah, you were just kind of going from rooftop to rooftop. The detail didn't look quite there. I do think it picked up in the second half of the demo when we got a more focused indoor level. I thought that was more interesting. But yeah, I was disappointed that it looked okay, but like you said, it didn't have that next gen punch, which is kind of disappointing when it is going to be a next gen only game now.
Also, they showed off one of the tag team moves between Red Hood and Nightwing, which as soon as that animation started, where I think Red Hood says something like, you know, it's not for me to you, that's the Chuckle Brothers, but it's something like that. and they just go down that route. But then my point is that it's going to be directly compared to the tag moves that are in Arkham Knight, which were extremely punchy, extremely slick. Like, there was only a couple of missions where you got to play as Batman with Nightwing, but they were really, really cool. They were very well choreographed. They felt punchy and impactful. And this thing just felt like this weird, canned, overly acrobatic animation that was only really Red Hood punching a dude away from him and then Nightwing running in and finishing him off. It just didn't feel great. So I think that side of it is kind of interesting in terms of it not landing as well. If you're going to sell it on the co-op side of it and sell it on grinding out your character looking incredible when you drop in to help your friend on the rooftop, then if the actual tag moves are a bit lacking anyway, then whatever.
The actual flow of the combat generally, I thought, looked fine. Like, it looked okay, but I think
it didn't look like Arkham combat.
Well, that's the thing, right? I think a lot of people are going to be disappointed that this isn't Arkham, and they have been upfront by saying, like, look, this is, like, different. Yeah, we might be taking some inspiration from it, but it's not an Arkham game. It's not set in the Arkham universe, which might be confusing.
Yes, this is insane. And obviously, we know this, but obviously you've seen a lot of the reactions on social media just going like, well, it is playing off the fact that Batman is dead in this universe, which is how Arkham Knight ended. Even if you want to go into the different endings of that game, Batman is obviously assumed to be dead by the rest of the Bat family, and so that's a direct Arkham plot point to spin off from. However, it's the Suicide Squad game and Rocksteady's next game that is directly taking place in the Arkhamverse after the Arkham trilogy, but this is the one that aesthetically is trying to trade on that IP. You know, like I said, visually, aesthetically, whatever, and the amount of people just saying what's going on, etc., points to the fact that it has been not mismarketed, but they haven't drilled it home how this thing is diverging going forward.
No, I would certainly agree. I would certainly agree with that 100%. And that does go back to the combat, because the combat is just kind of, it looks like a step back from Arkham to me. It didn't look as impactful. It didn't look as flowing. It didn't look as fast. You know, when we saw Red Hood, you know, shooting people, I was getting flashbacks again to someone like Black Widow in the Avengers with kind of like those weapon and gun-based combos and stuff, and it was like, again, it looks fine, it looks okay, it looks totally serviceable, but like I said at the start of this video, my hype was so sky high for this title.
Really?
Genuinely, I wanted it to be good. You know, we've done podcasts before where I've been like, I want Gotham Knights to be the game that Avengers wasn't, and now we're looking at them side by side, I'm like, damn, there is more shared DNA here than I would have personally wanted.
And the thing is, this style of game, we've tried it so many times before. You mentioned before about the way that, you know, you're just defending a point while the percentage bar fills up, and I feel like Anthem hung its entire self on that. And like I said, various top tier devs have tried. I think it's more the publisher influence. I think it's more just going like, this is what the kids want. You know, these systems are in certain mobile games. They sell well. We can monetize them, etc., and put them in as many games as possible. And like I said earlier on, the likes of Anthem hung itself on that. Avengers hung itself on that. It's why Ubisoft have started feeling so stale. You mentioned before recording that like things like The Division or whatever, like just repetitive game mechanics that just wear themselves thin. That whole trend, let's say, has not caught on. Like, people are not, oh my god, I can't wait to get stuck in and get all my mod chips.
Yeah.
It's just not a thing that people do or think.
100%, and that's like, again, it's such a shame. You know, you have these characters, you have this world, you have all of this potential in terms of their unique fighting styles, their unique gadgets, their unique backstories and personalities.
That aren't in here.
Yeah, and to me, that's kind of just being flattened from what I've seen from this 30 minutes. I hope the story brings those out. Like I said, you know, there were interesting ideas, like wandering around the Belfry, you know, having that more focused mission in the second half of the gameplay trailer. But even Avengers had those kind of focused moments as well. You had the moments where you're on the helicarrier. You had the story-driven moments in the single play, you know, that had highlights too. But if the bulk of this is going to be that kind of bland, kind of basic, you know, defend this point, level up your gear by 4 points gameplay loop, to me, that's just, it's like superhero games could be more than this.
Oh yeah. I mean, thing is as well, like, even though Guardians of the Galaxy didn't sell, that was proof positive that if they put the marketing budget of the Avengers behind Guardians of the Galaxy, that's a way better game with way better characters, an incredible script. It's just a way more essential game that does let you do the superhero stuff, even if the gameplay's a little bit lacking, but it lets you feel like the crew, let you work together, let you do the things from the movies in a way that feels good. It feels like there's actual quality invested here. But yeah, the way that Gotham Knights has gone down, obviously massively negative. Hopefully it can pull itself together. There are still 5 months in development, and we'll wait and see. But the way that this has landed is messy, to say the least, I would say. Let us know what you think down in the comments below. You're going to pick up Gotham Knights. Where were you on the whole hype train going in? And what do you think of the gameplay so far? For now, I've been Scott from WhatCulture.com.
I've been Josh from WhatCulture.com.
And we'll catch you next time.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And is all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns. Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And is all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.